RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Hope you had a very Merry Christmas as we turn the page and now get ready for New Year's. And most of you are still at home or away from work activities. And however you're accessing the show today, whether it's your smart speaker at home on your computer or if you're in your car, maybe returning something. Hey, man, appreciate you guys being here. Mike Bell, how was your Christmas?
It was great, man. I mean, kind of low-key, as we said, no traveling, no going to Florida, just hanging at the house. And the wife, how's this for being a lazy bones? Drinking my coffee, my wife gets me like a brand-new golf cart, push cart, because that's one of the things I want to do this year, stop carting and start walking more
yep.
on the course.
Yep, yep.
And so she puts the whole thing together. Like, literally. So I'm just sitting there with the dogs, you know, drinking my coffee. So thanks to Becky, great wife. All sorts of cool swag, a lot of golf goodies. What did Santa bring you?
So real quick, that whole golf cart thing.
Yes.
I purchased one maybe 2 years ago, and I got a really fancy one.
Okay.
I think I've used it twice. And the reason is because of what we always talk about when you're golfing in the summer. It's like, am I going to walk? Or it's kind of hot. You know what? I'm going to take a cart. Mike, I thought I would use a lot more to your point, but it is great. They're great.
Right.
And I say I got a fancy one because I got one of those that has the remote that right. you just, you know, you're walking and literally it's walking in front of you. And I'm like, yeah. I don't know about you. I hope you use it way more than I've used mine.
We're going to try because where I live, they've raised the rates on everything.
Okay.
And the golf course. And a lot of folks, oh, man, the old farts are so angry about this. So
it's out of my budget.
I said, let me try to walk a little bit because, you know, let's just say if a golf course is 6,500 yards, that's over 3.5 miles. You're walking. You know, and I walk in the morning with the dogs. And I'm trying to keep the weight off. So we're going to try.
Yeah.
But we'll see. We'll see if it becomes like a Stairmaster. Will it just be a coat hanger?
Correct. That's all I'm saying. Like mine is, Michelle literally is like, when's the last time you used that thing? I'm like, what thing? Oh, you mean the cart right there, the thing that's broke down. Anyways, that sounds like a cool gift, and I hope you use it.
Right.
A great Christmas. We'll find out what's going on with Day Day and O. Everybody's here today. We got a lot of stuff to chop up, man. It's Friday. Along the way, Mike Griffith is going to stop by from Dog Nation. We're also going to talk to our man B-Mac, Brian McFadden from CBS Sports. Will help us break down all the NFL action as we head towards another meaningful week in NFL action, guys. Playoffs are looking pretty clear at this point. Now you're talking about number one overall seeds and all that stuff. We'll get to all of that. As far as Christmas, man, look, we get up. We make monkey bread. I say we. Michelle makes it.
Right.
We do mimosas, which in years past, I'll say this because Trin now is, you know, she's of that age where it's like she wants to drink around us and it's okay.
Right.
But in years past, as you know, she was growing up, we'd be like, hey, you want a mimosa? And she's like, no. Now it's like, where are the mimosas?
She's a young woman.
Yes, right. So we did that, and then we do like a breakfast casserole. This is like the schedule. Then we do stockings, which is just little stuff.
Right.
Then we open gifts. And for whatever reason, Mike, the opening gifts this year, it felt like, because, you know, I'm trying to stall, like, okay, go ahead, open another one. Oh, hey, you opened one. All right, I'm going to open one. Hey, let's open one for the dogs. And it just felt like it went on and on. But I will tell you, I got some cool gifts. Brought some stuff back from Paris, obviously, that, you know, we were over there. And I went to this store. We went to this store that opened in I think it opened in 1803.
Wow.
It's the oldest perfume cologne store in Paris, in France.
And they invented this stuff.
Correct.
They don't take a shower every day. They just say, let's just spray something that smells good on you.
So the cool thing is, Michelle went in there to get Trin some stuff, but I didn't know she was getting me some stuff. But, Mike, you have to wait in line.
Oh.
They give you a special ticket to get in this store, and there's only about 10 people in the store. It's called Bully. There's only about 10 people in the store at a time. And, Mike, you saw Handmaid's Tale?
Yes.
The women are dressed like that a little bit, okay? No hats. Right. No hats. But literally, you have one person that works specifically with you for your needs. And they have all of these different scents. It looks like a Harry Potter.
Right. Old school.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
And when I say, you know, potions on the wall, these are all colognes, perfumes from all over the world. So anyways, I brought that back. She got me something that I think she did not know. And that was one of the coolest gifts I got, man. But then, you know, added to the whiskey collection and whatnot. Had a great Christmas, man. And I hope you guys did as well. I know the guys have kids, which is a younger kids, which is a little bit different. Day-Day were y'all up at the crack of dawn?
No, surprisingly, man, our boys did not get up till about 8:30, which worked
nice.
In my wife's favor because we were up till 3:30 in the morning, you know, doing the, assembly thing for the things that we got. Obviously, Santa's.
It had a million parts?
Pretty close.
Okay.
One of them definitely did. But, surprisingly enough, they didn't get up till 8:30, but the day went exactly how I wanted it, man. Everyone got up, opened their gifts. Everyone enjoyed what they got. You know, I cleaned up the wrapping paper, things of that nature, and went outside and washed the cars, got them knocked out, showered, did one store run to get some paper towel, and that was it. It was football and basketball the rest of the day for me. We did go see some lights up at Life University. We did one of the drive-through light shows. But other than that, yeah, it was just pretty much football, basketball all day for me.
There's nothing like, you know, your experience. Everybody remembers as a kid the excitement of Christmas morning. And Orin's, he's got the youngest kids of everybody on the show. And those, and again, what was it like yesterday for you?
Well, the night before was interesting because Franklin got in his head that Santa Claus was not just coming to the house, but coming into the house. And he was like, nah, I'm not with that. So he didn't want to go to bed. So he kept coming out like, nah, he's not, I don't want Santa in the house. Like, if he leaves the stuff outside, that's great. But he comes in the house, no, we don't want that.
Right.
Went to sleep. They slept until about 7:30, both of them. Got up, did stockings. Then we had all of the gifts sort of in a separate room with the doors closed, and he saw them. And my wife got a video, and there's like this excited, squeak that he makes when he sees. We saw all of his action figures, and we set them all up kind of out the box. And all the toys that were like could be taken out the box, we took them out the box for him. So he just sort of like that and that and that and sort of saw everything. And then he proceeded to open up not just his gifts.
Everyone else's.
But everybody's gifts. Yeah. And if he didn't like the gift that you got, he tossed it.
Yeah, I believe it.
You got clothes? Nah, you don't want that.
You don't want that. I love it, man. The kids don't care. Orin came in here today. He's like, my kids have too much stuff. I'm like, they all do.
Too much, man.
They all do.
I think I look back at it. I was like, no wonder my dad had to take 3 mortgages out on the house. They spoiled us rotten. All the Christmas gifts and everything, man, because we, my brother and sister. But that was the thing. I'm like Orin's kid. I could never sleep on Christmas night.
Me neither.
And when you get to a certain age, you have midnight mass, and so you're up, and you just can't go to sleep. So, yeah, the juice. That's nothing like the kids all getting excited. How old is your youngest, Day-Day?
He's 4, so he was excited, but he was
great
so
age.
Tired.
It's
the weirdest thing.
Don't want to sleep.
He's walking slowly like he's season, he's on Santa came. And he's just slowly going down. It wasn't like me, like you said. When
running
I was a
down.
Kid, I'm running
right.
down there. But, you know, he was excited. They were all excited, man. He one of his gifts that he got was a four-wheeler.
Oh, nice.
So while I'm out washing cars.
Can he take the brothers and sisters out of this thing?
No. It's a solo project.
Oh, okay.
It's a solo.
Okay.
He's got to ride it. So, but it's a nice size one for a four-year-old. And I'm outside washing cars, and he's fast speed, vroom, slow speed. And I'm like, dude, if you bump the car one more time,
you're going to have a problem. That's awesome. Man, we are glad to be back here. We are, of course, going to be back on Monday. Just a quick preview. We'll be at Signia, right across the street from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Guys, Monday Night Football, Falcons and Rams. And we'll be getting you ready for all the pregame activities and what's going on as we get ready for a Monday night game. Mike and I are going to talk plenty about that, but just kind of sharing some things over the last day or so. And then for New Year's, by the way, big plans, by the way, guys. New Year's, what are you doing, Mike?
I'm playing drums with the band.
Okay.
My buddy Ron, Captain Ron Band. If you live down at Peachtree, if you want to go see a band, we're doing another 70s, all 70s, like disco kind of thing, and 70s music.
Do you dress up?
I wear my Soul Train T-shirt.
Okay.
Because I'm in a kit. Yeah, I'm in the back doing the work. But they'll have all the gear on. 70s, like, you know, bell bottoms, the whole shebang.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're doing four sets at Braylon at the golf club, at the country club, for midnight. So it'll be a lot of fun. Remember a couple years ago we had the set list, and you know they said the party goes to midnight, and nobody left the dance floor, and we're all looking at each other. I'm like, okay, one more time. Bop, 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 up, celebration time. Like, let's play it again. So now we've expanded the set list, and we do have encores, you know, for the show. But yeah, we'll have a lot of fun.
That sounds like fun. Yeah. You guys got plans for New Year's?
Yeah, I'm here until 10 o'clock on New Year's.
Oh,
okay.
Making that extra.
No, the Hawks
double
have
overtime pay.
Well, let's hope. The Hawks have that early, weird kind of New Year's Eve, like 2:30 game.
That's right. Well, and it's the reason, honestly, we're not on the air on Wednesday, because the Hawks are playing, and by the time that would get done, we'd be done. So, yeah, that is, it's a weird time.
Chris and I will be bringing you up until 10 o'clock on New Year's Eve.
All right, that's awesome. Eternal. And are you going out, man? You doing something?
Yeah, we are. I don't know what yet. Usually my wife and her girlfriends kind of, you know, pick the festivities that we'll do for New Year's Eve, and so they're behind, man. This year the ladies are off. I can't even front on them this year. Yep. They're off this year. Like, they didn't do their shopping until Christmas Eve.
Oh,
like,
wow.
It's like, what are you ladies doing this year? Like, I told the boys we might have to take over after 2025.
Okay, yeah, a little bit thrown off, Mike. As we transition from and more Christmas talk on the way, as we transition from, you know, our lovely holiday, and hopefully you guys had a merry Christmas as well. You did the pregame show today, our pre-show. It's called Behind the Curtain. And I laughed because I had an appointment, and I saw you guys going in on this Charles Barkley comment about Barkley saying that the NFL is selfish. It's greedy. And the reason why is because you had five premier, or at least that's how the NBA looks at it, games on Christmas. Christmas Day traditionally has been their day.
Right.
The NFL, we know, bogarted and said, excuse me, and have made their way on the Christmas, you know, to the schedule. But, Mike, two games were on Netflix. One was on Amazon Prime. Did everybody watch these games yesterday?
Well, I did. I mean, I watched the Knicks-Cavs until the NFL started. I mean, I know it's a crap game because the Cowboys and Commanders have both been knocked out, but I was, you know, curious to see. You know, just, you know, NFL on Netflix, and hear Matt Ryan, because it was Matt Ryan and Nate Burleson.
Good call.
They basically stole from the NFL Network, one stole from CBS. So you had Nate Burleson, Ian Eagle, right? Was it Ian Eagle and Matt? And it was funny, when they're promoting, they had Cypress Hill was the halftime show at D.C., and then Snoop was going to be the halftime show in Minnesota. And Ian Eagle goes, "For shizzle, my nizzle," and they both lost it.
Oh, wow.
And they're laughing. I mean, that was actually entertaining. Nothing against Nate, because we know Nate's good. We've had him on the show a million times. I just was kind of curious to hear how Matt would sound. Matt is ready to go as a color commentator. I'd love to see him out of the studio on CBS and being like, I think he could rise very close to being that number two to Tony Romo like that at CBS. So he did a nice job.
Yeah, man. Netflix is getting a lot of flack.
It wasn't great. Now, Matt
for the production value.
You know, doing Zoom calls with legends, it's great. But, I mean, this isn't a preseason game, guys. It's still a regular season game.
Yep.
And, yeah, and I know I had no problem. But I saw a lot of folks on social media, just like when they had that Tyson fight, the streaming. It just the quality of the broadcast wasn't good.
Yeah. If you're going to do these games, you better be on point. And I don't care if you're Netflix or Amazon or anybody else. And that's part of what's going on with football fans around the country saying, hey, I don't care about who wins. I need some entertainment, and this is not it. All right, man, we got a lot to jump into. The latest on the Falcons, including who's returning from injury, James Pierce Jr. dealing with an injury, and what did Ross say about this Monday night matchup. It's all on the way on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Falcons do have back-to-back wins. Can they make it three in a row on Monday night against the Rams? It's something we'll be discussing. It is Dukes and Bell. Hope you're having a great Friday, no matter where you might be. Mike and I talking about a Christmas and the guys getting involved with Big O and obviously Day-Day. And we'd love to hear if you got some crazy, unique gift or something that happened on Christmas, man, share it. All right, guys, we'd love to hear from you. 404-726-0929. You can always text us and find us on social media. He is Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up, see Dukes. And the radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. Let's talk to our man B-Mac, Bryant McFadden, two-time Super Bowl champion with the Pittsburgh Steelers, CBS NFL analyst. And B, hope you guys had a very Merry Christmas, very Merry Christmas, that is. Want to ask you about the games yesterday before we get into this weekend schedule. Mike and I was just talking, we were talking about Netflix catching some heat, production value, some of the decisions they made, taken away from maybe the games themselves. But overall, I thought yesterday was kind of a dud. What'd you think?
Well, I think yesterday wasn't going to live up to the expectations because of the injuries. You know what I mean? You talk about the first matchup between the Cowboys and the Commanders, and yes, both teams were already eliminated from the playoffs, but one team didn't have their star quarterback in the Commanders. Heck, the Commanders didn't have their backup quarterback in Marcus Mariota as well. So when you lose, you know, star power at that position, clearly it won't reach the expectations in terms of how the game played out. Dallas took care of business. Granted, the Commanders fought back. And then the second matchup, you know, you had divisional foes once again, Minnesota and Detroit. But Minnesota was without their quarterback in J.J. McCarthy and still found a way to win. You know what I mean? And then the final matchup, no Pat Mahomes against Bo Nix. So, unfortunately, those injuries took some of the fire out of those ball games. But I can tell you this much. All three games were competitive.
Right on.
Surprisingly competitive. You know, we almost saw the Commanders fight back to win that ball game. That was surprising without, you know, Jaden Daniels or Marcus Mariota. You saw Minnesota, what Minnesota did. I mean, what, having a net passing day of what, 7 yards, 3 yards or something like that?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, crazy. And then Bo Nix, you know, almost squandered away a win against Kansas City. So, yeah, we saw some injuries took some of the fire out of the game, but the competitive edge was definitely there from all three games.
Kevin O'Connell, you mentioned it, man. They're getting down to, like, the third quarterback. They won four games in a row. That's coaching, man. Meanwhile, yeah. I don't know where you fall on this, Bryant. I thought that Dan Campbell, he's bitten off more than he can chew trying to call the plays, too, for the Lions.
No question. Yeah, man. You know what? When he decided to take over play calling from Johnny Morton, I was a bit confused because it wasn't like the offense was struggling at that time. You know, injuries played a major factor in their inability to be as consistent, as explosive than what we saw in years past. And Dan Campbell took over play calling. He had a few flashes here or there, but for the most part, they kind of struggled, especially in situational moments, fourth downs. I mean, once again, man, not converting fourth downs will get you beat. And I know people are asking the question, has the window for the Detroit Lions closed? I'm not saying that it closed because you still have Jared Goff, and one would say they should be healthier next year than this year. But the window is not as open as it once was. You know, when you get to an NFC Championship game, guys, you know, especially in that game 2 years ago when they played San Francisco, And just his aggressiveness played a major factor in San Francisco coming from behind to win that ball game. You don't know when you can get back there to that moment again. And now when you look at their division, the division is more competitive than it was 2 years ago. Now with Chicago, you know, taking Ben Johnson away from his team. Now you look at the relationship with Ben Johnson and Caleb and what they're doing. You know, even though Green Bay's dealing with some injuries, Jordan Love isn't slowing down anytime soon. So their future is bright. And to your point, you know, Mike, what you talked about, Kevin O'Connell, he's a heck of a good coach.
Right.
So the window is not as wide open as it once was, and now you can start to see some of that pressure collapse the Detroit Lions organization.
B, let's talk about these rumors, because that's what they are. But there could be something to them coming out of Baltimore with the report about Harbaugh being tired of what's going on with Lamar. Look, that organization's won a lot with Harbaugh. They won a lot with Lamar. Mm-hmm. He is doubtful for this game against the Packers. I think Jordan Love is as well. But what's your take on this? Because everybody's pointing to next year when that cap number becomes like $70 million or something crazy, and everybody's saying, all right, does this have anything to do with what's coming out of that building? Because somebody leaked some of this stuff to this reporter.
There you have it, Carl. That reporter from the Baltimore Sun did not just all of a sudden make up these stories. No, I don't know the reporter's name personally, but I heard he's been with the Baltimore Sun for quite some time, so he has an established resume and an established profession within that city. So I highly doubt he would jeopardize his career to make up a story all of a sudden about Lamar Jackson sleeping and et cetera. So to your point, Carl, someone gave him that information, and someone within the organization gave him that information, because I highly doubt if he felt like the information he received was incredible, he would not have produced the story. He had faith that the information that was given to him was credible enough for him to broadcast this story for it to be a national headline. Now, the bigger question is, to your point, what's next with Lamar Jackson? Because, yeah, you said something that was critical. Coach Harbaugh has done a real good job with Lamar Jackson, right? And that's true. But I also could say he's underachieved with Lamar Jackson also. Because think about this. Throughout the regular season wins, he's been very, very consistent, always a playoff-caliber team. But what then when they get in the playoffs? They've never made a significant push to get to a sticky Lombardi. Never. At all. So now when you talk about what we're seeing in the AFC, there's no Pat Mahomes involved in the playoffs conversation, no Joe Burrow, and no Lamar Jackson. Now, when you look at some of the young quarterbacks that have taken flight, Drake May, right? When you look at Drake May, you look at Bo Nix. When you look at what's going on with Trevor Lawrence and the Jacksonville Jaguars, when you look at the Houston Texans, and whatever you want to say about Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers, Mike Tomlin has done more with less when you look at Harbaugh having Lamar Jackson and Mike Tomlin having musical chairs at the quarterback position.
Right. And by the way, we were just looking at it. It's the writer you're referring to, Brian McFadden's with us, guys. Mike Preston, longtime Baltimore writer for The Sun. And as you said, as Carl pointed out, that just didn't come out of thin air. We always talk about his turnovers. You know, Mark Andrews was the kind of the guy that was wearing the black hat, but Lamar also turned the ball over in their last playoff appearance. I just think it looks like, and I hate to say it because I like the guy's game, there's a ceiling now with Lamar Jackson. I mean, how much of what the writer wrote do you buy? That, you know, they've got to look at that $75 million price tag and say maybe there's another way to go.
Well, my thing is this. I'm not going to sit here and say there's another way to go because I don't know if your option B is better than option A. Lamar Jackson is still a high-level elite quarterback in the National Football League. But it's something within Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens where they just kind of almost reached their peak, in my opinion. I would definitely take a guy like Lamar Jackson in Pittsburgh. I think when you guys remember years ago when Lamar Jackson wanted to request a trade and all these teams came out, Atlanta being one, saying they would not entertain Lamar Jackson. Mm-hmm. You guys remember that?
Of course.
And people thought there was some type of collusion going on,
right.
Which was weird. If Lamar Jackson came out and said, now, I want to be traded, I bet the same sentiments wouldn't be said from organizations now verbally saying, we don't want Lamar Jackson. You know what I mean? Because you see how those teams that said they didn't want Lamar Jackson, they're still trying to figure out the quarterback position for the most part, right? So if you're Baltimore, you just got to find out what needs to be done to get over the hump. But you can't sit here and say, in my opinion, our time is up with Lamar Jackson. Let's move on. No. Man, Lamar Jackson is still a beast. He's dealing with injuries. It was a down year. But 90% of the league would take Lamar Jackson
as their starting quarterback. And the team that wouldn't, they got a high-level quarterback already.
I agree. I think that's premature to say they should move on, but I'm curious to see how this shakes out. While we're talking about endings, Kelce was pretty emotional in that season finale at Arrowhead. Is he done?
I think so. I think he's done. I think when you look at his, first of all, Hall of Fame career, he's done everything plus more. Individually speaking, team-oriented speaking, championship, he's done it. Now, when you look at where the Kansas City Chiefs are, you know, Pat Mahomes is injured. Will he be ready by the start of the season? We don't know. And clearly, you would never think of Kansas City being in a rebuild next year. But in terms of the foundation and the stability, I don't think it's as stable as it was in years past, seeing the injury to Pat Mahomes and where he will be in September of 2026. And if you're Travis Kelce, do you want to be a part of an organization that potentially may not be with, may be without Pat Mahomes in the first month, month and a half of the season, right? I don't know. I don't think so. And the way how he embraced last night's game and how he walked off, it felt like it was his last walk off the field in Arrowhead. Right. That's what it felt like.
Yeah, the body language, right? Body language just kind of looked a certain way. Talking with our man Brian McFadden, two-time Super Bowl winner. You played on really good teams. So I don't ever, I think you've ever had a lame duck type season. We are in a lame duck type season right now. We found out there's a consulting firm that's looking at the Falcons. We were debating this earlier in the week, Carl and I, B. I mean, it's good if you could beat the Rams, but is it too little too late to win over Arthur Blank and whoever is looking at this from the outside because of how you had the five-game losing streak, which cost you the division?
I don't think so. I think if you Raheem Morris and his entire staff, you want to finish on a good note because we're prisoners of the moment, and usually the last thing that you do is what we remember the most. Now, you look at being in the midst of a two-game winning streak, you have an opportunity to win three against one of the best teams in the NFC. That's a great way to finish the season with one game after this Rams game, which is on a national stage as well. So I think there's still enough time to salvage, not the entirety of the season, but in terms of the staff and not necessarily having any heat on them once the season ends, you want to finish on a good note. Because if you can take care of your business against the Rams on a national stage, man, that won't necessarily make everything right within the fan base, within the city. Mm-hmm. But I can tell you this much, that they would go right off in the offseason feeling a little bit better than riding off in a five-game losing streak to finish the season. And the same could be said for the entire staff with the Falcons.
Have you made up your mind on Raheem?
You know what? I have it. I have it. I want to know, have you guys made up your mind? What's the sentiment coming from the state?
Yeah, I just two things, B. Never getting a handle on the special teams, which came back to bite him.
Oh, my goodness.
And I just thought, you know, when he gets his second chance to be head coach, I think he hired the wrong assistants. I think, you know, and you're like, he was dealt a really weird hand with the Kirk Cousins thing, but I don't think Zach was the guy to develop a young quarterback. So that's where I fall.
Yeah. So now that's the kicker. If Raheem sticks for 2026, what significant changes would be made, primarily to the offensive side? Because even though the defense has been sporadic in moments, they've been fairly good. And then you got some young pieces that emerged in their rookie campaign. When you look at Pierce and Walker, those are guys that look like they're foundational pieces. You know, you need to add up some guys in the secondary. You got to get some more cornerback play, in my opinion. Got to add depth there. But I think the defense will be bright moving forward. It's all about the offense because the offense has too much talent. Too much talent for them to be so inconsistent.
I agree. We got some big matchups this weekend. We can't get to them all because we're already running behind, but we will get your thoughts as we get closer to the end of the season and what this playoff picture looks like. Big week in the NFL. There are huge implications with some of these matchups, including Bears 49ers. That's going to be the Sunday night game. I'm looking forward to that. Eagles Bills in the 4 o'clock window on Sunday. And obviously the Falcons play on Monday night. B, we got to run, man. Thanks again. Happy New Year. We'll talk to you again at the end of next week, hopefully.
Yes, sir. You guys be safe.
All right, man. There he is, Bryant McFadden. You made up your mind?
Yeah. You know me. I just feel that you got to pull the Band-Aid off. You got to rip it off. And I think if you – and I know I heard Mike Smith. We'll talk about it coming back because Mike Smith, our former coach
– What did Mike Smith
talked
say?
Talked about, you know, his 3 years.
Smitty!
Do you need 3 years to show what you got? Or do you see enough in the 2 years to know it's not the right thing?
All right. I'm not made up my mind.
Okay.
You took the poll 2 weeks ago now?
Yes.
And I agreed with everyone in the room, even though you didn't give their identities.
It was 5-4 amongst Atlanta media that participated.
Yes.
They thought Raheem was going to get got.
And I said, I'm with that. But I'm not made up my mind. Okay. Reason why is this. You know what? I'll tell you when we come back. It's right. Dukes and Bell.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hey, man, we're working today, guys. Day after Christmas. If you're lucky to be off of work, just hanging out. Thanks for spending time with us until 6:30 tonight. Get you ready for Hawks pregame. We're also going to replay an interview we had earlier this week with Bijan Robinson. I know a lot of folks, you know, out of town, out of pocket, moving around. If you missed it, we want to play it for you about 6 o'clock. And it's a great conversation with arguably the most electrifying athlete in the NFL and a guy that, you know, makes you proud to be a Falcon fan. So that'll be coming up around the 6. And it will continue the discussion, by the way, on Monday. A quickie. Like a young man, Kyle, coming in for a quickie. We'll be there 2 hours at Signia before the wait for it. That's from a lot, from Rounders Day Day. It's a poker movie. But anyway, we're going to be up at Signia at the Nest. It's on the 4th floor. Great bar. That's 2 to 4 on Monday. Get you ready for the Rams and the Falcons.
All right, real quick. Here's why I haven't made up my mind. Now, if you're asking me, do I think he will be here, as I said to Mike, and we're talking about Raheem Morris, my initial thought was, I just feel like there's so many things, and you've listed a ton of them,
right,
that are hard to overcome, that are hard to explain when you start talking about why the season went south. So if you just said, where are you there, and why do you think I am with most people, I think I say most people, but we know he's got a lot of support, and we said that to him the other day, that a lot of people say, man, you got to give him another year. It is what it is. But the reason why I'm not quite sure is because I don't know how Arthur Blank cares or how he values these last two games. It's the question you just asked Brian McFadden. Does it play a role in the overall decision? And for someone like Mike, or maybe yourself, it doesn't, because, again, you've seen enough of the season already. 2 more weeks is not going to matter to you.
Right.
But does it matter to our owner? And that is why here's my deal. Guys, if we lay an egg on Monday night, I'm leaning way over here that this is not going to be the thing that takes place, which is he's not going to be here. We lose to the Saints, and you lose 2 in a row, and, Mike, it doesn't feel and look good. Does that change the owner's opinion? Because I do think it is how you finish. Now, if you win 2 more games and you finish 4 wins in a row and you say, hey, look at the progress we've made, again, is that a huge selling point? It may or may not be, but that is why I'm right now. I really want to see how we play against the Rams, because if we get our butts kicked, then it's an easy decision, because you go in a big moment again in this season where you had time to prepare, where you were ready, you know the opponent probably better than most, and you didn't show up, I have an issue with that.
Right. And like my point has been, don't forget what happened in October. Don't forget what happened that third week, you know, in September when Carolina just whooped you. You know, and the things about, like, you know, Zach Robinson, we debated with Arch. Dave Archer comes on, and he says, look, you know, he's down at the right place. These guys aren't executing. And I counter with, we're one of the worst teams in the NFL on third down conversions. You know, and our conversion rates, we had one stretch where we were literally, like, something like 20% for, like, 3 weeks. Right now, we're still 23rd. We're at 33%. 60 of 180 on our third downs, which is abysmal.
It's bad.
You know, and so that's something I would look at. The special teams I would look at. You know, the defense is great. I mean, we're getting better and better, but still, I don't give Ulbrich a pass. I think sometimes, you know, he does things which drive me crazy, Carl. We'll get a tremendous amount of heat, and then it'll be a crucial third down, and we only run three guys up there, and we drop everybody back in coverage. So there's a lot of things. There's a lot of it. But is this what this consulting firm is looking at? Are they looking at every aspect of it week to week? Because we were told they are. It's not just, you know, now it's the entire season, how the operation is run. And if I was doing that from the outside, I'd say there's too many red flags to bring back the head coach.
One of the other things that we've been terrible at is kickoff coverage. We've given up more yards than two other teams, and they're bad. They're worse, right? We're talking about first overall draft pick kind of situations. That has been an issue all year. So the return yardage, when you talk about special teams, has been a problem, and they haven't been able to fix it. Either way, all of this is going to get resolved, and I keep saying that. But I do want to see what they do against the Rams. And that's why I've been saying, and Mike, I know you are less apprehensive to say it feels like this is a moment where he can prove something because he should have proved it already. Mm. I still feel like this is a – and it's not a make or break. Because, again, if you win, in the big picture of things, it doesn't mean anything because we're not going to the playoffs. But it does mean that your team was ready, prepared, and these guys have not given up, Mike. They're showing the effort and the will to do what you're asking them to do. I just want to see that. I want to see what team shows up. And we've seen it time and time again, and Mike mentioned it. I still don't have an answer to what happened in week three when we lose 30-0 to Carolina. I still don't have an answer for these five games in a row where there are only probably two teams you should have lost to during that five-game stretch, and we couldn't score, you know, more than 20, 23, or 24 points in every game. 10, 10, 22. You know, it was just a bad stretch. I don't have all those answers, but I do think the ownership is looking at that, and they will evaluate accordingly.
I know that as a fan, you know, there's a lot of fans out there. We talked about it with Raheem Morris. Like, we have great conversations with the guy. He's always been forthcoming with us. But, I mean, when you don't address the special teams, and again, how one team operates may mean something to you. Maybe it means nothing to you. You only care about the Falcons. But I just thought it was kind of telling last week when the Rams lose to Seattle, they fire a special teams coach Christmas week. You know, you want to talk about cold-hearted, right? I mean, they weren't getting the results. Obviously, they had some trends that were not going the right way in their special teams, but they acted. You know, that's Sean McVay, Les Snead's the general manager. They took action. And we've continued to just kind of go, well, we'll look at the tape. We'll try to fix it. And it cost us a lot of games, you know? It even cropped up in the win against Arizona with a blocked extra point. So it's never really been fixed in my mind.
What did our former coach Mike Smith say about this situation, Mike? Because I know you said he talked to our buddy D-Led. D-Led Orlando Led better. And he said, and I'm paraphrasing, did he say the Falcons should keep Morris?
Well, I think there'll be a deep dive into all 17 games. Again, see, whenever I can do a really good impression on a guy day-to-day, they get fired. It just never fails. Mr. Blank doesn't say a lot publicly, but he is involved when it comes to talking to coaches and players. He's got a very good grasp of what's happening.
He did go on to say, and this is a Dirty Bird dispatch that D-Led put together in the AJC, Smith thinks it's hard in just 2 years, you know, to get the evaluation of what you got. He says,
is it though?
No, I don't. I think that's a coach. It's coming from a coach.
Okay.
He says, I think there are some things that do give me concern. Number of penalties and turnovers they commit in big moments. You don't win games by making these mistakes. he also said that...
is that Colonel Caffey or is that Mike Smith?
I run my unit how I run my unit. You think you can come down here in those uniforms, flash a badge, and make me nervous? Sorry, it morphed. Let's get back. Mike's more Liberace, softer tone. Sorry.
Okay. He goes that he does feel that it's difficult. He says, I believe that 2 years is not enough time to make a final decision.
Come on, Smitty.
But I would disagree. Mike Smith took the Falcons to the playoffs in his first year.
I know. I'm like, yeah. Smitty, what are you talking about?
And twice in his first 3 years.
Well, he had a rookie quarterback, too.
Right.
In that first year. I mean, here's the deal. You're right, Mike. I think he's being very kind and nice about this because of Raw. And he's saying, hey, you probably should give the guy another year. But I disagree. We learned a lot about this team in year one. We just refuse to remember what we learned.
Right.
We learned a lot of what we learned. They can win. They're capable. The O-line was one of the considered to be one of the best O-lines last year. All right, when Caleb McGarry was there, we're running the ball, and B is having a great year and all this, and we're talking about Tyler Allgeier. Like, we learned some things. These guys showed up in big moments, and then you're 6-3, and you're telling me I need another year or to add a year three on to really realize what I have? Mm-hmm. No. What we think we have, let's be honest, Atlanta. We have some very talented players who have not been coached to the best of their ability and not given an opportunity to succeed, whether it's formations, Mike, right, whether it's special teams, however you want to put it, putting them on the field and allowing them to be able to put them in a position to succeed. That is what we've learned. Very talented group, not living up to expectations because of that limitation.
Right. It's one thing Smitty brought up talking to D-Led for 3-5 in those one-score games, in one-possession games.
Can't do it.
I even add that 49ers game. You know, that would be 3-6. I know it was a 10-point victory, but that game was totally in hand, and we just let it off the hook. But 3-5 in those close games, penalties, mistakes. You know, how many times we saw it against the Patriots, we saw it against the Colts in Berlin, special teams flipping the field.
That's right.
And next thing you know, boom, they're right there in the – you've let them go right down the field on you. So, you know, there's too many aspects that weren't addressed which came back to bite you. That's my opinion. Right. That's why I'd move on.
And by the way, you can hit us up, 404-726-0929. Maybe you're on the fence. Maybe you think these last two games do mean something. Maybe you think they don't at all. Here's what I would tell you. We're going to learn more about our defense. This is why I want to wait. Maybe I'll make this decision for me, Mike, after the Rams game.
Okay.
Rams have the number one ranked offense in the league. A lot of people think they have the MVP in Matthew Stafford, with over 4,100 yards and 40 touchdowns, 5 picks. His passer rating's off the charts. I think it's like 115. Let's see what this defense does, Mike, against the number one ranked offense in the league. We feel pretty good about where we're at. Do we get after Stafford like we've gotten after some of these other quarterbacks?
Right.
Or does he come in here and pick us apart?
Right, and their secondary guy, I mean, you saw it. They couldn't stop Seattle to save anybody. So, I mean, if you can protect Kirk Cousins, if you keep Jared Verse and Fisk and those guys away from him, I mean, we may see, if Drake, and again, Drake's probably still not 100%, but he's going to go. This is a game where, again, Drake and Pitts in tandem, because I don't count on anything from Mooney at this stage. It'd be nice if he shows up for more than one or two targets. But, I mean, yeah, we should have a chance to really pressure them. And they got to respect our run game. Gets us back to the play action. Under center.
Yeah.
See, I would love to know what this consulting firm thinks about the job Zach Robinson did. Am I completely wrong about this? You know, I talked about the third downs. I talked about the lack of a connection with Michael Penix Jr. A lot of things not passing the eye test. You know, and look, do they look at it and say, he's dialed up great stuff? They don't execute it. You know, is that how they – so are we going to run it back with the same staff? Maybe we split the baby and there's a bunch of changes, but Raheem stays.
Yeah, and that's where a lot of people are leaning. This hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this year, because, Mike, it allows him, as Smitty said, to get that extra year, but it also – it you please the fan base by having changes made. Maybe not the one you want. That's what I said to you guys a few days ago. May not be the change you want, but that appeases the fan base by saying we have made changes. We have done something that you guys didn't think that we might do. Daily Download is brought to you by Akins Ford. Mm. Guys, check out the year-end sales at akinsford.com. We got a lot more to dive into. NFL action, not today, but tomorrow. And then we get into the weekend. Mike and I will review the games on Christmas. I do agree with B-Mac. They were competitive.
Right.
They just weren't exciting and entertaining as they could have been. I mean, you're right. It's a quarterback league. I say it all the time. And the quarterback situation for a couple of those games is weak sauce, Mike. And the Minnesota Vikings, I still don't know how the Vikings won. How do you win?
Right.
When you pass for negative seven?
Right. Max Brosmer, who they were familiar with from his time with Minnesota Golden Gophers, don't you know? I mean, he looks like an arena quarterback. Yeah, that 9 of 16, 51 yards, net 3 when you take the sacks out of the equation.
That's unbelievable.
Just insane. Jordan Addison, I mean, they you know, that's the thing with the coach. They said, let's get our playmakers the ball. They basically get a sweep to Addison, you know, and he carries it 65 yards, you know, and then has an amazing dive over the pylon for the touchdown.
The other thing Big O's pointing out, he said, guys, did you realize, and I did not, coming into this game last night or yesterday, Detroit had 8 turnovers.
Yep.
They had 6 yesterday.
Did you see, I said it, I tweeted it out, I said, it's like Jared Goff, somebody's got a voodoo doll.
You did
of
say
Jared
that.
Goff, because he's never looked this bad. He never looked this bad when he was a rookie for the Rams.
Was it you? Somebody asked if he was all right. He's not hurt, right?
No, but he just absolutely looked terrible.
Yeah.
The decision making, 3 fumbles, a loss, 2 interceptions, absolute disaster.
All right, man. We'll get to some of the games we're looking forward to over the weekend. Your thoughts are welcome, man. I hope you had a Merry Christmas. And as we turn the page and get ready for New Year's, as we mentioned, Mike and I will be back Monday. Many of you are off. We'll be getting you ready for the big Monday night game down at Signia, right next to Mercedes-Benz Stadium. 2 to 4, we'll be on getting you set for all the pregame shows as we get ready for the Rams on Monday night. Stay right there. When we come back, it may be the biggest game of the weekend. It's Dukes and Bell.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.